KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Monday, May 4th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, a Homer man died and three people were injured Saturday afternoon when three vehicles collided near the Hope Highway Junction. Alaska State Troopers say the accident occurred just after 1 p.m. near milepost 56.5 of the Seward Highway. Trooper spokesperson Austin McDaniel says all four were transported to hospitals in Anchorage and the Kenai Peninsula. The dispatch says the highway was closed for about 3 hours while troopers investigated the crash. Troopers are asking anyone who witnessed or captured footage of the accident to call 907-235-4453. And in other news, people across the southern Kenai Peninsula are starting to count their steps today. It's the first day of the 10th annual Homer Steps Up Challenge. South Peninsula Hospital coordinates the month-long event, which runs through May 31st. Last year, nearly 700 people logged more than 177 million steps together. Participants track their progress through a smartphone app or a fitness tracker. People who average 7,500 steps a day qualify for weekly prize drawings. The top three teams will win money for a local nonprofit of their choice. Several community events also count toward the step totals. Every Monday, the South Peninsula Athletic and Recreation Center hosts free indoor walks and blood pressure screenings at 11:45 a.m. The Catchamac Bay Running Club hosts Wednesday runs on Bishop's Beach. Other events include the Catchamac Bay Shorebird Festival 5K run on May 10 and a walkathon on May 28th. The Catchamac Bay Family Planning Clinic will host a run for women on May 30th. More information can be found at homerstepsup.com. Last week, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District announced Michael Wojak as recipient of the Alan Haskins Principal of the Year Award for 2026. Emily Springer spoke with Superintendent Clayton Holland for more details.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District has recently awarded Michael Wojak, Principal of Catchamac Silo School in Vosnesenka, the 2026 Alan Haskins Principal Award. Mr. Wojak has provided service to these schools for 15 years. On the Kenai Peninsula, Alan Haskins was a principal in Seldovia and Seward after moving to the peninsula from Unalaska in both teaching and administration there for 15 years. Haskins passed away in 2023 while still employed in Seward. The Alan Haskins Award was established 4 years ago. Superintendent Clayton Holland explains,
Alan is always a man of integrity and empathy. He's kind, but also steadfast. While he was still alive, he named the award in his honor. Alan represented the highest ideals of our district leadership. It was a great honor this year to award that Principal Wojak.
A public media post notes that this honor reflects the values that define exceptional leadership in our schools. Mr. Wojak consistently demonstrates strong character, unwavering integrity, genuine empathy, and selfless commitment to students, staff, and community. His strong work ethic and dedication create a positive, supportive environment where students can thrive. Holland explains how the awardee is determined.
Yeah, so it's through my executive team that we put all principals in there and match them against the criteria that we established with Alan, who fit the ideals of Alan Haskins, and choose it that way. So it's more of an internal process, just going through all the folks in our district.
Kenai Peninsula School Board member Ashley Waddell provided these comments by email. Michael Wojak's recognition with the 2026 Alan Haskins Principal Award is deeply deserved. Serving as principal in Catchamac Silo and Vosnesenka requires far more than routine school leadership. It demands steadiness, adaptability, and a sustained commitment to communities that experience distance not as an abstract concept, but as a daily operational reality. These are schools where access, facilities, logistics, weather, and community connection all shape the work in ways that many do not see from the outside. What stands out about Mr. Wojak's leadership is that he meets those challenges with consistency, humility, and care. He leads in places where the school is not just a school, but a central thread in community life. That means building trust across families, supporting staff through complexity, and protecting school culture where students feel known, valued, and supported. This award recognizes not only his character and work ethic, but also the quiet, durable kind of leadership required to help our most rural school communities thrive. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And last up, Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed a bipartisan election reform bill Thursday, setting up a contentious override vote Monday. Senate Bill 64 proposed a variety of changes to Alaska's election system, especially around absentee voting. The bill would set up a ballot tracking and curing system, which would allow Alaskans to watch their votes move through the counting process and correct minor errors in absentee ballots, hundreds of ballots with curable issues, especially on military bases and in rural Alaska, were not counted in the 2024 election. The bill would also speed up ballot counting. In a letter to legislators, Dunleavy said he supported many of the reforms and even encouraged lawmakers to model future election bills on the one he vetoed. But Dunleavy said the ballot tracking and curing system couldn't be, quote, responsibly built, tested, and deployed before the November general election. Senator Bill Willikowski, an Anchorage Democrat who worked on the bill, says it's tough news.
It's a broken system, and he had an opportunity to fix it. It's a bipartisan measure. We've worked with very conservative members, worked with his office, and disappointing.
Please note, this story has been updated following a failed attempt Monday to override Dunleavy's veto. Lawmakers were two votes shy of the required 40. The Anchorage Daily News reports Senator Bert Stedman, a Sitka Republican, and Representative Jeremy Bynum, a Ketchikan Republican, backed off their previous support of the bill and voted to sustain the veto. And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. Tonight's newscast included a story from Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone. Taking a look at the weather forecast for tonight in Homer, rain likely mainly after 4 a.m. with mostly cloudy skies, a low around 39 degrees and east wind at around 10 miles per hour, becoming northeast after midnight. For Tuesday, rain likely before 10 a.m., then scattered showers mainly between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tomorrow on KBBI, Tuesday at 6 p.m., tune in for a live broadcast of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting. For listening, good evening.